This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Great to be with you here on a Tuesday in Detroit. Yep, Red Wings. I expect something big to go down. They last couple of years they've come up short, and on the big move, they thought they were going to make the big move. They thought they war chested the money. They didn't make the big move. This time feels different, and I think they've in a more justifiable place where they can pay a little bit more. They've got coveted prospects in their system. They've just freed up a ton of cap space by moving on from Villahuso, which I can't believe. Thank you, Anaheim, for taking him. But keep your ear to the ground. Don't keep it locked in to 97 on the ticket for any Red Wing news as we are approaching the trade deadline. Scott, I got an ethical question for you before we get back to the Pistons.
All right, ethical. I'm here
and
for
it. I'm intrigued, Kang, your take on this as well. Gator, you have been known to go for evening walks, correct?
Yeah, just walks in general, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So yesterday I got home. We had a meeting. I had some time, and I'm like, let me get outside. It was a nice day, so I decided to go for a walk. And as I left the house and I started to walk, probably about 20 minutes in, I'm like, I got to go.
You got to leave?
No, I had to go. Oh. I had to tinkle.
Okay.
One has to go. Yeah, yeah. I had to go number one.
How long were you gone for?
I was about 20 minutes away from the house. Okay. So it wasn't situation critical, but I was like, if I were at home right now, I would go to the bathroom.
Sure. Yep. Sure.
And as I'm walking, I see a home with some construction going on. And at the end of the driveway, right there,
there's a portage.
Yeah. And I go, okay, should I? Because it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like this feels like an ethical question. Do I use the construction crew's portage? And it's funny because I said, I'm not going to. I can make it A and B. This isn't like an emergency. And I think every guy has had an emergency, but this wasn't an emergency.
Every guy has had an emergency.
So I'm like, I'm going to keep going. And it's funny because as I walked past, the homeowner came out of the front door and was walking to get in their car in the driveway. And I'm like, I would have been in the port-a-john while they were backing out. And I would have been like, do I stay here until they're gone?
100%. Unless they saw you, then they're just waiting for you.
Yeah. So we're waiting each other
then
out.
How long do you wait it out?
So I keep walking, and about 15 minutes later, I've turned for home. But now the situation, there's some buildup, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I see another construction site. And there's another port-a-john.
Oh.
And I'm like,
good to know the neighborhood's improving.
Yes, a lot of home improvement going on. So the ethical question I again faced was, okay, I'm not going to use some strange... I don't live here. This is not my house. This is not my construction crew.
But now you're just 5 minutes away?
But I'd kind of done a big, I was probably still 15 minutes away, but the situation had grown more critical.
Yeah.
So I ask you, there comes a point where it's an emergency break glass situation where if I don't take care of business now, it's going to be a mess.
What time was this?
3:45. Okay,
so definitely light out.
Yeah.
And this is just to number one.
Yeah, it was just number one.
You just go next to the porta john. Right? Isn't that what
First
we're doing?
First of all, I mean, it needs to be said. I know you don't want to hear it, but it needs to be said.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake to head out on a walk if you're going to go for a long walk. Oh,
dude,
without.
I know. I did go before I left. And, but I also had just didn't probably go well enough. The point being, yes.
So I feel like you need to be shamed for that. Just a little bit. It's okay.
Screw you. You backstabbed me today with your Girl Scout cookie tank.
I didn't backstab anybody. The Girl Scout cookies are delicious.
Straight
There's
betrayal.
No betrayal on it. But I would say this. If you got it, you got it. If you're a critical mass and you're too far away, you got to start planning things. Like, then fortunately for you, it was just a number one.
Yeah.
Like, if it's number two, then you start kind of thinking about, how am I going to use my socks, you know?
Dude, it's awful.
But like, it's not, because you're number one, so you don't have to worry about
it. And you know Scott Van Pelt's line about the emergency break glass situation? There are two kinds of men out there, those that will admit they've done it and those that are liars.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go into details.
No,
the record, I passed. I made it home.
You were going to meditate, make it go away, huh?
I did my best. But I did have that thought, and I thought this might be a question for the guys. So you say,
if you have to, then there's nothing wrong with it.
It was going to be,
and you do your best to make it better than when you that port-a-john a better place when you left it than when you got in there.
Kang, is there any justification for using a strange construction crew's port-a-john on a neighborhood walk?
Yeah, I think you listen, man. It's either that or you do what I just said and do it right outside the port-a-john. I think they'd prefer you do it inside the port-a-john.
So I was thinking about this. As a homeowner, if I had construction going on and the crew had a port-a-john and some stranger walking down the street walked in and used the port-a-john and kept going, would I care? And the answer is no, I wouldn't. I wonder how the construction crew feels about it.
They don't care. You know who would care? Maybe the homeowner.
But I'm saying as a homeowner, I wouldn't. Maybe a homeowner would.
I think the homeowner. Where the construction, unless it's a brand new construction.
Well, again, I'll repeat what I just said. If I were having construction done on my home,
then
there was
care.
A port-a-john, I would be sitting out there drinking a beer. And if somebody walking down the street said, I got to go and ran in there, I wouldn't care.
There you go. Yeah. I think you're right. I think the majority of people wouldn't care so much because they just, if you were to be upset by it, then put yourself in the shoes of the person that has to go. Yeah. Like you are, you're in
that's
dire
what,
need.
Yeah. I mean, Doug, were there active workers out there or was this the sudden
well,
job?
Well, what's funny is there wasn't at the
that's
first
a good question.
One. There wasn't at the first one and there was at the second one.
Which is probably why you didn't go.
No, I didn't go because I'm like, I don't feel comfortable doing this. Maurice in Detroit. What's up, Maurice?
Hey, how you doing? Good afternoon.
What's up?
That happened to me. There was a home tour we took in a neighborhood this past fall. I drank a lot of water. We're doing the tour, and halfway through, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in trouble here. What am I going to do? I'm trying to think, where can I go to the bathroom at? Since it's a home tour through the neighborhood, people are walking everywhere, so I couldn't just go behind some bushes and go to the bathroom. So they had a headquarters where you can go, and I said, well, I don't think I can make it. Then I remember there was a porta potty. And in a lady people's driveway, I'm like, well, that's what I run into. And I don't know what happened, Doug. When your mind sees the bathroom, it seems it gets worse. As
100%.
Long as you don't see the bathroom or think about it, you're good. But as soon as you see that bathroom that is coming close, you just about lose it. So I made it into the porta potty. Somebody walked past, so I had to stay in the porta potty an extra 2 minutes until they walked past.
Yeah, you got
to
let them clear. You got to let all the traffic clear.
I stuck my head out there. Like, okay, it's clear. Okay, let me get out of here. And I walked away like nothing ever happened. And I don't think anybody saw me. Now, of course, somebody could have. But as I've gotten older, one day I was having an argument with my daughter, and she didn't want to listen to her. So she turned on the water in the kitchen. And as soon as I heard the water, I said, excuse me, I got to go to the bathroom. So that happens as you get older.
Yeah, no shame. Bill is next. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hey.
I've used one. It's either that or get wet.
Fair enough.
Man, you got to do what you got to do.
Is any construction crew sent a text to say, hey, yes, it's okay?
Yeah, they're all saying, go for it, man.
Are they?
Yeah.
God bless you guys. You are doing the community a service. It's not just the house you're working on. It's the entire neighborhood.
I got a question for you guys. Have you ever gone house hunting? Remember going house hunting and like open houses?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you go during one of those
Great
things?
Great question.
No.
Because I'm like, is that okay? Like, dude, what if you got a drop, dude? And it's
you go elsewhere. You go to a
actually, if you do that,
else,
you're financially obligated to buy the house. Yeah, buy
it. Like, you just bought it, sir.
Here's a check for escrow. You got a magazine? I'll be right back. Before I bought this
Occupado.
This most recent house, I'm touring. I must have
it's
looked
okay,
at
it. It's okay. I'm buying it.
Right?
Sorry, Gator.
I was looking at, I went and looked at maybe 50 houses before I bought the one that I bought. And one of the houses that ended up being just down the street from me, I'm walking through this house with my realtor. And there's somebody in the house. There's the high school age kid who's just there. He's like, yeah, my mom told me you guys are going to come by. Go ahead and take a look around. We're like, okay. So we're walking around looking, and we get by the bathrooms. The kid,
oh no,
had left a present in the toilet for us to see. There is no other way to explain it other than this kid was just playing a prank and didn't care. He's in my real estate agencies at first, and he's like, oh. And I'm like, what's up? And he goes, go ahead and see what's there. And I mean, full on, right there. And I just started laughing. I'm like, of course he did this. I mean, can you do it? And when you're walking into somebody's house?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, no.
If you're at an open house, no. Because what are you going to, if you are, you better have somebody with you that can stand guard at the door. But you can't, I mean, maybe it's passable if it's just number one. But if it's anything worse than that, you cannot. Absolutely not.
Well, what do you do? Just...
You don't go into the house. You go somewhere. You go
meditate and it goes away?
No, you go. I mean, if you're on your way to that open house, I got something brewing here. Find a restaurant. You know, get to a McDonald's or whatever, you know?
Oh, the key is hotels.
Hotels are great.
People go to gas stations when there's a hotel right next door. You just walk in the lobby. They're always clean.
I agree with you. Office buildings are great.
Office buildings are
amazing.
Doug says, Doug, construction worker here, that box belongs to us.
Okay.
So he said no. That's right. One that says no. Sorry, man.
All right, let's get to the Pistons. They win again last night. And a former local college player, and an amazing fact about him. He's in the NBA. I can't believe it's true. We will get to that today at 12:31. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Hey, Detroit, you want a golf course quality lawn? It's easier and more affordable than you think with True Green. As the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, True Green brings pro-level expertise straight to your yard so your lawn can look like a fairway. Sign up by March 10th and get one free application. Plus, with their price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best value. If you're not satisfied, True Green will revisit your lawn between scheduled visits to make it right. It's all part of their promise to you. Don't wait. Visit truegreen.com today to get a free application. Offer ends March 10th. Restrictions apply. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 the ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. So how about that Piston basketball team? Right now, amongst the hottest teams in the NBA, Keith Langlois, editor of Pistons.com, tweeted out today, since December 20th, the Pistons are 21-9. Teams with better records since then, Oklahoma City is 25-6, Cleveland's 24-6, Denver's 24-9. That's it. That's the list. That is a 700 winning percentage. Fourth best in the NBA. They win again last night. Cade goes off again, 32-9-7. Asar Thompson continues to make highlight reel plays with dunks and block shots. They got 19 rebounds, I think it was, out of Jalen Duren. That was game two of a back-to-back where game one was in Atlanta, game two back in Detroit. Didn't matter. They won again. All they do is blank and win. Our Detroit Pistons, who are now a game out of the four seed. A game by Milwaukee and Indiana are tied for the four seed. The Pistons are a game out of the four seed. Pretty incredible what's going on here.
It's remarkable what's going on here. It's not just that they're, you know, poised to crack into the playoff picture. It's that they're poised to break in to the top four. None of this play-in crap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this team is good enough and has earned a spot in their actual playoffs. Like, they can sit back and wait a couple days before it, you know, the playoffs get going, because they don't have to worry about the play-in stuff. This is remarkable from where they were a year ago. And to know that they've won more games this year than they had the previous 2 years combined tells you how pathetic this team was and how refreshing it is with a new coach and a new GM and a healthy, knock on wood, a healthy Cade Cunningham, and what a difference that makes.
I feel like I'm starting to see examples of Cade getting superstar calls as well, which is where you can really see the tangible impact of having a superstar on your team. Now, we mentioned the 700 winning percentage. There are 24 games to go. If this is who they are going to be, if this is who they truly are, this good, their record, they will finish 49-33 if they play it out at this level. Last year, 49-33 was the Milwaukee Bucks, finished 49-33. They were the three seed in the East. If they finish out this way and keep playing 700 basketball, they have a chance to catch the Knicks. The Knicks would have to help. Knicks would have to lose some games in there. The Knicks are 37-20 right now. But I don't think there's any reason we should start putting a ceiling. I mean, a realistic one. I don't think they're going to win the East, okay? I don't think they're going to be the number one seed. But is the high end of what they could be the three seed? I suppose. I mean, I still want to make sure that they stay out of the play-in game, because they're on one of those winning streaks where you feel like you're never going to lose again. God, they look good. And this has been a build-up, right? We talked about how this team was built. They got four guys picked in the top five in the draft. One of them's hurt and is out right now, and Jaden Ivey. They got another six guys and went between 11 and 20. And they've done a good job with the complimentary veterans. And, you know, last night, it was a raucous LCA crowd. You got Field Yates, ESPN draft analyst and fantasy football writer, tweeting about the Pistons out of the blue. Said they're the best story in basketball right now. Actually said they're the best story in sports. Pistons are one of the best stories in sports right now. They finished last season with the worst record in the NBA. Now seven straight wins for the first time in a decade, and they got a shot at home court advantage in the first round playoff series. I'm pumped for the fans. That's Field Yates. It's just so random.
It is. What's next? Sham Sharina going to talk about the Tigers?
Yeah, right? Some Canadian hockey writer named Gord going to tweet about the Pistons?
I like it. I mean, look, this team is, they're fun to watch. It's so different than what we've seen for years. And, you know, I don't want to belabor the point, but it's there. A healthy Cade Cunningham makes all the difference in the world, because when you draft somebody 1-1, there's all these expectations, as there should be. And he came into the league, was good, and then got hurt. And then tried to build off that, got hurt. Build off that, hurt. Fourth year, knocking on wood, he's healthy here. And each of these years, he's gotten better and better and better. And now he's playing at a star level. He was already an all-star, and he's had more than a few superstar moments. I mean, this is a guy who's got almost 10 triple-doubles this year. He's done things that very few players have done, like the Atlanta game when at halftime he had 29 points and 10 assists. He's only the second player in NBA history to do that, behind Luka Doncic. He's done some amazing things. And He's got others along for the ride. You know, Jalen Duren has upped his game. Jalen Duren's becoming a really good passer out there before our eyes, which is nice to see. But, you know, he's a double-double every night with the rebounds and scoring. Even if it's just dunks at this point, it's okay. You know, it's a high-percentage shot. Take as many of those as you can. Tobias Harris got off to a really slow start this year. Now he's knocking down shots. Scored 20 points last night for this team. Malik Beasley has been a revelation. And then they add at the trade deadline to get a true professional like Schroeder, who really helps to round out this roster while you're dealing with an injury to, you know, another young, bright player in Jaden Ivey. And you like what they have while they're still working younger guys in the lineup. The Desar Thompson is taking a big step forward. Now he's averaging like double digits over I don't know how many games now.
Well, that's the exciting thing about this, guys, is they're still in that growth process. They're still developing. This is not even close to a finished product. But they're rapidly doing this because I think the development of Cade, and they got a coach who's able to develop the other players, a coach who wants to be here. I don't want to trash Monty Williams or anything like that. I mean, I liked the hire at a time. I did question the money they gave him, and I questioned it because it took that much money to get that guy to come here, and in the end, he didn't coach like he wanted to be here. And you want people to be here, not just the players, but the coaches. And look what J.B. Bickerstaff is doing. He should be the coach of the year, in my opinion.
Cade said it last night after the game.
Cade Cunningham has played himself into all NBA votes and MVP talk considerations. I don't think he's going to win it or anything, but that's how well he's played. That's how much this team has been elevated. This team wasn't just the worst team in the league last year. They were below the worst team in the league. That was historically bad, what they put out there the last couple years. And to be where they are, I still think their ceiling is the 4 seed, guys, that 4, 5, 6 area. Because, by the way, the Pacers are 22-8 in their last 30. So, they're going to need some help to pass a couple of these teams here, if so. And it's doable because they all have the same wins right now. A couple losses separate Bucks and Pacers with the Pistons. But, man, it's fun to watch because Gator, they're still growing and still developing. They're not done.
Phone calls, feedback, another amazing stat from the NBA. But a former local guy, still in the league. I guess it could be considered stat of the day. Another one. It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to your phone calls next. 97.1 The Ticket. That would qualify as a big game tomorrow night, Pistons and Celtics. 248-539-9797. Talking some Pistons. Let's go to Ben. You're on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Ben.
Hi, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Thank you.
I was at the game last night, and it was absolutely electric in there. Absolutely electric. JB should 100% be the coach of the year. my champ was Tobias Harris. Every time that guy had the ball.
Hold on for a second. You're champing and chumping players from last night's game?
From last night's game, yes, exactly. Champ was Tobias Harris. Every time that guy had the ball, something happened. My chump, James Harden. I cannot watch that guy play basketball.
Why?
He doesn't even try to make the basket. He just tries to get the foul. It's an absolute joke. It's an absolute joke. And he's sitting there with the ball, 24 seconds, the whole shot clock. He's sitting there isolating just for a star to have him in his bread box the whole entire time. I love this team. Go Pistons.
All right. He's like a Canadian version of Always Sunny in Philadelphia guy. Can you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he sounded like.
Some people say Doug sounds like him.
Oh, a little bit. Doug gets
Charlie?
His voice.
Yeah.
Hold on. Did you just say I sound like that?
Sometimes your voice gets high when you get upset. It happens, man. We all get there. I'm sorry.
Doug doesn't like that comp, man.
Doug has had a rough day, and it doesn't need to be rough. Everybody has their moments, Doug. Everybody will go through that. When you get upset, get emotional, the voice gets higher. happens to everybody.
That high?
I mean, it's okay. It's okay. Now, if he wants to bag on James Harden, we're here for it, right? Because James Harden is one of the all-time
He's a foul hunter.
Complainers.
Yeah.
And he was 5 of 22 from the field yesterday. Not happy with that, you know, 20% shooting or whatever it was. But slightly better. He was also minus 22 in the plus-minus column, so that's fun. The minutes are great, Doug.
Been a rough day.
The mints are great.
So, crazy story in The Athletic today. Do you remember a one-year small forward from Michigan named Caleb Houston?
Not really.
No? Kang, you remember Caleb Houston?
Yes, I do.
The Athletic has a story out today about the 6'8", 22-year-old Caleb Houston.
He's got a one and done?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe a little bit, I remember.
Pretty decent shooter.
But everybody was kind of like, why is he leaving?
Why is he leaving? Seems a little early.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's played now. This is his third year in the league. He's played in 148 NBA games. He averages 14 minutes a game. He is the tallest player on record in the league who has never dunked in an NBA game.
Is this real?
Yeah. Yeah. Story in The Athletic.
Tallest player in the NBA who's never dunked.
Yep. Story reads he could do it in other settings. He dunked in college. He's done it in open gyms. And according to.
He's 6'8, I would hope.
I know. Right? Yep. He's got to prove it or something.
Yep. And according to one of his teammates, Cole Anthony. He dunked on Wendell Carter in practice. He once brutalized Carter in a scrimmage, even if Anthony, known best for his practical joking, seems to be the only one who recalls it. Wendell Carter said, "Caleb ain't never dunked on me. That's cap."
That means he's not telling the truth, guys.
Yeah, I know what it means. I have kids.
So it still counts if someone throws him a lob and he catches it and dunks it.
A dunk, yeah.
Yeah, or if he rebounds it above the rim and just slams it one. I mean,
tip dunk.
Yeah, if we're going Billy Hoyle here, that stuff counts.
Yeah, I mean, right? it counts, sure.
Okay. And he hasn't done any of that in the NBA
game. Yeah, story says he doesn't leak out much. He's excessively fundamental. He boxes out opponents instead of streaking the other way for fast breaks. During his rookie season, Houston actually botched a rare opportunity after an Orlando steal. He received the basketball running the other way without anyone around him, or so he thought. He rose for a two-handed slam, but an aged Robin Lopez scratched a fingernail on the basketball, which jolted the ball loose. No basket, no dunk. There's video of it with the story. He has not dunked yet in the NBA.
After
148 games.
That's not a ton of games, right? It's almost two seasons, full seasons.
Yeah, but 14 minutes a game.
Yeah. I mean, that 14 minutes a game isn't a ton, but if you're playing 14 minutes a game, you're getting a lot of garbage time minutes, right? A lot of times you're in the game late.
He
and
plays.
It doesn't matter.
Right. He does play. He does do more than garbage time.
So you would imagine you get quite a few breakaway opportunities, and yet no, apparently not.
Yep.
Because I'm going to be sound as a player. I'm going to play defense here. You guys can lead the break. I won't do that.
So the tallest player ever in the league to never dunk was 6'10" Steve Novak, a three-point marksman who played from 2006 to 2017, 5,657 NBA minutes, and never dunked.
Huh.
Steve Novak never dunked in an NBA game?
Nope.
I went to high school with Steve Novak.
Of course you did.
Yeah, we know that.
Played football together.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty great. He was 6'10". I know he's a shooter.
Yep.
I mean, strictly, basically, that guy was a stretch four.
Yep.
But he never accidentally even went in the paint?
Apparently not. Apparently not.
Wow.
Wild, huh?
Dude. I mean, you, everybody else dreams about, oh, if I was taller, I would love to dunk.
Right?
I don't.
Doug had a tip dunk once.
Doug's got his tip dunk. He's very happy with it.
It was just a tip dunk.
Or he cuff dunked a golf ball or something. But
no, I tip dunk a basketball, and I had a dunk at the IM East playing pickup once.
Uh-huh. I believe you.
Well, you should, because it happened.
Yeah, he's no Steve Novak, dude. My man's... Or Caleb Houston.
You're 6'8". You're expected to. You're more than a Macomb County big. It's 6'8".
6'8".
That's 6'8", solid big, size, yeah. Man. Yeah.
But and he's actually in the show. It's not like he's just some rando walking around at 6'8", playing pickup ball at the LA Fitness. Right?
No.
This guy's in the show, and you're 6'8". Dude.
The video of him, the block dunk from Brooke Lopez is pretty, Robin Lopez is pretty funny. But
so now that this story is out there, mm-hmm. you have to imagine that his teammates are going to do everything they can.
Without question.
The
crowd can get involved now. Yeah. It's going to be nuts.
Yep. Tallest player in the NBA, never dunked.
How long was
former
it?
Former Wolverine, Caleb Houston.
How long did Blake Griffin go between dunks? Wasn't it like two seasons or something crazy like that?
Yeah, people started questioning him because then he got traded to Boston or whatever, and then finally dunked, and we're like, he bamboozled us.
Thanks a lot.
The first guy to jump over a Kia.
Where was the old 110 when you were in Detroit?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But he was our best player.
Yeah, he was.
No question.
God, in a terrible era of Piston basketball.
It was fun to have him, if it was for a short period of time.
Feels like we're back. Okay, well... 248-539-9797. You want to keep talking Pistons. In the meantime, we have Fresh Mal, and we'll get to that today at 12:53. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. They also specialize in customer service. Michigan Auto Law chooses to take on fewer cases than other law firms. They do so on purpose. This means they have more time for your case. The formula leads to faster and larger settlements for their clients. Many people call Michigan Auto Law because they can't get a call back from their current law firm. Proactive communication is super important to them. They will return phone calls within 24 hours. You will get a call back. They care more so you win more. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Tigers back at it today. They say that it was the first time they get rained out since 2016. In spring training?
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right. But fortunately, they made some additions and some improvements to the facilities. Oh, there you go. They made some improvements to the facilities down in Lakeland, so it didn't stop them from having a full workout, because they had, like, the areas where the bullpens are completely covered, so the pitchers can get their work in, which was good.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday. Kyder Montero was scheduled to go, and Jackson Jobe was scheduled to go today. They will pitch them both today.
Yeah, Jobe is supposed to start, and Montero will pitch.
We don't think it's a coincidence that the first four starting pitchers of spring training are guys who are battling for the last couple of roster spots. The Tigers went Kenta Maeda, now with more Kenta. Casey Mize, who is throwing harder. Jackson Jobe, the young phenom, and Kyder Montero was a bit of a find for them last year. Seems by design, seems intentional, does it not, that those are your first four starters in spring training?
Kind of. And I don't think it's a huge deal, but it's,
no. You know,
it's A.J. Hinch is a very calculated person. Like to see it. They got a pretty good lineup in there today. Riley Green's playing. I think Gleyber Torres is playing. Colt Keith, Spencer Torkelson.
So, yeah, it's not like it's not that huge a deal, but you know what it does? It does show, and it probably is good just in the clubhouse. Hey, you're all getting your chance. Everybody's going to get their chance. You just got to go out and earn it. And it's a, you know, it sends a message to the younger guys on the team. Nothing is given here. Go earn it. And the first two starts, avoiding the spring training overreaction. The first two starts, both Maeda and Mize, had decent outings. We'll see what happens over the course of an entire spring. Nothing needs to be decided in the next 30 minutes, so that's the good news. But it does feel like those guys have responded to, all right, it's time to perform. Mize needs some health, and last year he fell short of our goal of 30 starts. Maeda was really not great from the beginning. They repurposed him and used him a little bit in different ways, but you know, the numbers on Kenta Maeda appear to be better.
Yeah, and it's the velocity. His fastball was really down last year. He struggled to hit 90. And first start of the spring, he's throwing 92.5 on average and got into 93.5 as well. So that's definitely a lift when you look at his velocity. Already to start the spring training, you would expect that those numbers can at least stay where they're at and perhaps improve. They can get throw harder. But, you know, he's been a pitcher throughout his career that has been very useful for many years as a guy that can eat up a bunch of innings and doesn't walk a ton of guys. He's just very kind of efficient at what he does without having this outlandish ERA. He's also not an all-star player, but he's a guy that every team could use. I don't know if he's going to make this team. He's going to have to show that he's definitely moved back in the right direction. And because they've got an issue with Cobb to start the season, where they that's an extra starting spot in the rotation for at least the first month, he'll have a chance. I don't know if he's going to stick around for this, and if he's even going to be good for the rest of the spring, but he's giving himself a chance, and he's got a track record to rely on where he has been a decent pitcher.
So every once in a while, something happens that probably doesn't really move the needle in the grand scheme of things, but you come to realize, okay, maybe this is something. And we mentioned the Ville Husso trade. Moving Ville Husso for future considerations, which the Red Wings did last night, is actually probably pretty significant because they're war chesting before a trade deadline move, and clearing $3 million in cap space is like clearing $9 million in cap space because you only have to pay that player out for the remainder of the season and work out next year's cap next year if he has a contract beyond this year. Another move that doesn't seem all that significant, but I just keep waiting for this to pay dividends. Yesterday, the Tigers announced that they're bringing back Andrew Chafin, okay? Andrew Chafin and the Tigers agree to a contract. It's a minor league deal.
Yeah.
Do I expect this to be significant? On the surface, no. But I want you to listen to this. Andrew Chafin, this is his third stint with the Tigers, okay? So when he was with the Tigers back in 2022, he had a .283 earned run average and a .117 whip.
Very good numbers.
Yep. He goes to Arizona. His ERA goes from .283 with Detroit to .419 in Arizona.
Not good.
His whip goes from 1.17 to 1.43.
Not good.
Walks and hits per innings pitched. He then gets moved to Milwaukee that year. His ERA goes from .419 to .582.
Even worse.
His whip stays at .141.
Ugh.
So he leaves Detroit. His ERA goes .283, .419, .582. Last year, he signs back in Detroit. His ERA goes down to .316.
Good.
Yep. He gets traded to Texas. His ERA goes up to .419.
Mm.
Okay. Now, do I expect Chafin to even make this team? I don't know. But it's a two-way street. Tigers bring back Chafin. Chafin chooses to come back to Detroit. His best time was in Detroit. What does Detroit have that other teams don't have? They have Chris Fetter, okay? We have arguably the best pitching coach in baseball. I keep waiting to have that really make a huge impact where it's no longer, hey, this guy can resurrect my career. I want to see a free agent, you know, Zach Wheeler, which I'm just pulling a name of a great pitcher. I want to see a great pitcher go, I want to pitch for that guy. And maybe the greats don't think they need him, but the Fetter effect is a real thing, and I'm not convinced that's not why Chafin's back here, and the reputation's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's only a matter of time, right?
Well, yeah, and I'm glad you're keeping it a little bit on low-key here because it's Chafin, but the numbers bear it out that he's gotten better, but the point of you bringing it up is other people should look at that and say, okay, I like this. This makes sense. And it's already there with other pitchers. I mean, Jack Flaherty, right?
Jack Flaherty.
It was the pitcher they had a couple of years ago.
Lorenzen.
Yeah, was another one that they were able to, you know, turn around. Here's where I want to see it. I want to see it with Jackson Jobe. I want to see it with Casey Mize. I want to see it with Ty Madden. You know, I want to see it with Matt Manning. These are the guys that they're invested in. These are the guys that are the first round picks that they're invested in. Can you get more out of them?
All right, Gator. We got Fresh Mel. People unfamiliar with the show, Fresh Mel is Fresh Mel Kiper. His mock draft updated today. And Gator, I'm just going to be up front with the people here that haven't seen this. The name that he has coming to Detroit is not a name we've heard a lot of. And it's an unusual name. So when we get to the Lions pick at 28, you will have your choice of five names you haven't heard with Detroit that are also unusual names. we have pared it down to that. Okay?
All right.
The way this works is we let you know who's on the board when the Lions pick, and we are giving you a clue that today it is five names we haven't heard a lot, and you will choose one of them. Five names we haven't heard associated with Detroit, and it's an unusual name. Mel, with the first pick, the Tennessee Titans take Abdul Carter edge rusher, Penn State. At two, the Cleveland Browns go Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami. At three, Travis Hunter, athlete, goes to the Giants out of Colorado. Will Campbell, the offensive tackle at LSU, goes to the Patriots at four. Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan, goes to Jacksonville at five. Other names that are interesting for their name recognition, either local prospects people heard of or that might impact the Lions. At six, Vegas takes Ashton Jeanty.
That's high for a running back.
Yep. People trying to mimic Brad Holmes, you know. Go get a running back. Shedeur Sanders goes to the Jets at seven out of Colorado. Let's see here. Other names of interest. Will Johnson, corner from Michigan, goes to the 49ers at 11. Other names that could be associated with Detroit at 15. Edge rusher Mike Green, Marshall, goes to Atlanta.
Higher and higher.
Did he blow up or did he blow up?
He's blowing up.
Shamar Stewart, edge rusher, Texas A&M, goes to Arizona. Mykel Williams, outside linebacker, Georgia, goes to Cincinnati at 17. Colston Loveland, tight end, Michigan, goes to Denver at 20. Other names, Gray Zabel, interior offensive lineman, North Dakota State, goes to Minnesota. Josh Connerly, tackle, Oregon, goes to the Rams at 26. The Lions are on the clock, Gator.
Okay.
One of these five is the pick. These players are all still on the board. Tell us who you would take. Minnesota offensive tackle Ariante Urseray.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That one might be easy compared to some of these. Arizona guard tackle Jonah Savainae.
I think a proper amount of what
vowels?
Yeah, lots of vowels.
Yes. Boston College outside linebacker Donovan Ezeraku. Ole Miss edge rusher Princely Omanmielen.
Oh. Omanmielen?
Omanmielen. UCLA outside linebacker Oluwafemi Oladijo. One of these unusual names is Detroit's pick at 28.
I didn't hear the one from Ohio State.
JT Tuimolau.
Yeah.
I practiced that name for 4 years and didn't have to use it once. All right. One of those five is the pick. One of those five is the pick. Who would you take? 248-539-9797. Send over your text. Kader, I want to know who you would take. Kang, who you would take. Ariante Urseray, Jonah Savainae, Donovan Ezeraku, Princely Omanmielen, or Oluwafemi Oladejo. 248-539-9797. Get those texts in.
What? Get those texts in. You think I'm going to be able to read any of this?
I can't wait. This is the best part.
I'm not. I'll send them over. Good luck.
Text this over who your pick would be. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.